FMU, you're on the air.
Oh my God, you gotta help me.
What's that?
Is this OnStar?
No, this is not OnStar.
You gotta help me.
What?
My little boy's locked in my trunk.
Your little... This is not...
He can't get out. You gotta help me.
Your kid is locked in the trunk?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm on Muffler Row in Newbridge, New Jersey. Between Muffler Village and G. Simmons Toyota.
And how did your son get locked in there?
He can't get out. This is... Oh, my God.
You
got to help me.
He got locked in.
I don't have the key to the trunk. And the lever inside the trunk, inside the car is not popping the trunk. What am I going to do? Son, hang in there.
How did your son get in the trunk?
I was hosting a birthday party for him and his little friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving with him to the store to get some more chips and stuff for the party. And we stopped at the store. And I was putting the groceries in the trunk. And my son was helping me. And he started disrespecting me. And
uh-huh.
I was trying to discipline him. And he pushed me. And I must have lost my head because I shoved him. I must have shoved him harder than I thought. And he fell in the trunk and he must have slammed.
Oh, my God.
He must have hit his head on the frozen ham. And I slammed the trunk down. I thought he was joking. And I drove back to the party. And I thought he would teach him a lesson.
Uh-huh.
And I went to open the trunk and it doesn't open. I was only trying to teach him a lesson.
Well, he's stuck in the trunk. You can't get him out?
I can't get him out. And he can't open it. I don't even know if he's conscious.
This is not OnStar.
Oh, God. That snake is going to kill him.
What? What?
The snake that's in there is going to kill him.
A snake?
Yeah.
There's a snake in the car?
It's one of the dancer's props.
What kind of dancers?
We hired a dancer to come to his party. It's a combination birthday party and a stag party.
A birthday party and a stag party combination?
For my little boy.
Why would you have a party like that for your little boy? How old is your kid?
He's 32.
32? Well, who's locked in the trunk?
He is.
A 32-year-old is locked in the trunk?
Yes.
With a snake.
You gotta help him.
And he banged his head on what, a ham?
A frozen ham.
Oh my God.
Help him, please. I hit the button on the thing
This is not OnStar.
They catch me right, come on.
This is not
man,
on...
What's your name?
My name's Tom, but this is a radio station.
What's your
station.
Badge number? You're being very difficult.
I'm not... I don't work for OnStar.
None of his buddies can help either. All his friends from the store, from the music store here, and they're too drunk to help.
I'm not involved with OnStar, ma'am.
All the guys from the music tank over in Clarksbridge.
Uh-huh. They can't... Oh. Nobody can help?
No.
You need to call OnStar.
Oh, my God. Son, hang on in there, please. You were disrespecting me. I didn't know what to do. Oh, you got me so mad at you.
How did you push a 32-year-old into a trunk, ma'am?
Oh, you know, he and I were just... He was like, Dad, you're disrespecting the
dancer. Dad, I thought you were a woman.
No.
I'm very sorry. I thought you were a woman.
Bill Merkin.
Okay, I apologize.
That's the ultimate info. What is your name?
My name's Tom. Again, this is a radio station.
What's your badge number?
I don't have a badge number.
You better give me that badge number.
I don't have a badge. This is a radio. This is not OnStar.
You thought I was a woman?
Yes, I did.
You're insane.
I'm not insane.
Oh, my God. Hang on there, please, son. Oh, my God.
Your son, I'm sorry. Can you call the police?
I'm not going to call the police.
Why not?
Son, think of the good times. Remember the time that we went to see Pink Floyd?
When you went to see Pink Floyd with your son?
Yeah, or the time that we went to spring break together. Those cops hated me, didn't they? Oh, I know I tore your trunks off in front of that girl that you met. I thought it would be funny. I'm sorry.
Sir.
Oh, he got so jealous of me tonight for... He thought I was hitting on one of the dancers. I can't help it if all the girls think that I look like William Peterson and they get turned on by it.
The one for the guy from CSI?
Yeah.
You look like him?
Oh, yeah.
Sir,
it's a major turn on to a lot of young ladies.
I'm sure it is, but
you've got to
call OnStar to get your...
They put me through to you.
This is not OnStar.
Son, I'll sing to you. Just hang on, okay? Don't touch the steak. I'll sing your favorite song.
Sir, this is not OnStar.
Anthony works in the grocery store. At night he becomes a bartender. He works at Mr. Cacciatore down on Sullivan Street.
Sir.
Across from the medical center.
Sir.
And he's trading in his Chevy for a Cadillac.
Sir. Sir.
What?
You've got to call the police.
I can't call the police.
This is not OnStar.
I can't call the police.
Call OnStar back.
I just... I'm talking to you. I can't.
I don't work at OnStar.
I'll level with you, okay?
Yeah?
The car isn't exactly ours.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you then. This is not OnStar.
My car got recalled the other day.
This is...
Actually, it was repossessed.
This is not OnStar, sir.
And little Mikey lost his license back in February. He was caught driving in an empty pool.
Caught driving where?
That's where you can do, in an empty pool.
In an empty pool.
That's where you can do the best burnouts.
Oh.
Just like I taught you, son.
You gotta get him out.
Oh, he's stirring. I can hear him. Son? Yes, it's Daddy. I can hear you. Son? I think he found a latch so he can open it. He's coming out. Son, oh my God, he's really mad at me. You gotta call the police for me. Get away from me. Oh my God, he's there. He's chasing me. What am I gonna do?
I don't know. Oh. Okay. Jeez.